Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yep.
Show. I am so excited and delighted that you guys will join me again over here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Well, we're back in the building. So appreciative of all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, on the network. I'm E-Man. Sitting across from me is my little chocolate chip, Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, well, we're back. We're so excited and delighted to be back on another Sunday night right here on the E-Man After Show. Just finished your show, Mandy.
We did.
And I'm broadcasting this show out of your studio tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in the E-Man studio tonight, but we're so excited to be in your studio holding it down.
Right.
Well, welcome to the We Talk family tonight. Welcome to We tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. And, man, the weather is beautiful outside.
It has been a beautiful day.
Yes, it has.
We've had so much cold weather, E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, we're coming into our spring season, and we're feeling it.
Yes, we are. Well, we're appreciative for all of you guys that's hanging out on the E-Man After Show. I know it's a late show.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's the after show, because I just finished the Man to the Mentor show.
Right.
And this is for United House that surfed the network. Shout out to all of you downtown Dallas, Texas, in the high rise listening to the E-Man After Show tonight.
Yeah, shout out to all of you.
Yeah, I heard in a meeting that the high rise is listening.
They are. Yes, they are. And we received so much feedback from a lot of them.
Yeah, shout out to DeSoto, Texas. Cedar Hill. Forney. Yeah. Plano.
Right.
Garland, Texas.
Uh-huh.
All of you guys that's joined the E-Man After Show, we see you on the network. We see you on the phone lines. And so we appreciate that you will be here. Thank you for joining We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're on all social media.
We are.
Yes, we are. And so, you know, man, I was in a meeting this week over at We, and come to find out we're on 50 platforms.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been talking about 30, and they say, E-Man, you got it wrong.
They had to correct you.
Yeah.
We're on 50, okay?
Yes, and so we're appreciative to all of you guys that listen to the E-Man and all the great shows over here on We Talk Radio. So I understand we're on 50 platforms. Man, I know we're on Google Podcasts and, Apple Podcasts. What are some of the other networks we all manage?
Yes, we also are on, and this is just a few guys, not all, but a few, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, Deezer. Once again, that's just a few.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for that. We want to thank all you guys. Listen, you can find We Talk Radio on all those platforms.
You sure can.
Yeah, I was told in the media it's 50, E-Man, not 30.
Not 30.
I said, okay, y'all doing the doggone thing over here. We're so appreciative to all of you guys. Now you want to follow us. Listen, we got a YouTube channel we're pushing over here.
Yeah.
We want you guys to go to our YouTube channel. You know, what is it? We Talk Radio Network?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you can like, you can share.
But we want you to subscribe.
For sure that.
Right. So you guys just click that subscribe button to receive the latest notification from We Talk Radio. Also, you can learn more about our radio personalities.
Yeah. Shout out to all the personalities over here on We Talk Radio. I think Brand New Day just went off with Emily Blue and Dion Lack.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they had a great show on tonight. Got an opportunity to catch the last part of their show.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome show. Shout out to them personalities. Shout out to the owner and CEO of We Talk Radio, Miss Kia Davis.
All right, now, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, we want to appreciate you. We want to thank you for the opportunity. We want to thank you for all that you do to make this network the number one network.
Yes, she put a lot of work in, Iman. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a wonderful lady to be working for,
yes.
You know, always giving people opportunity, and she's very fair.
Right,
very
right.
Fair in what she does.
Yes, well, we so appreciative to her that, you know, she's given us an opportunity. This network been around for 12 years.
It has been.
Yes, it have, and she is thriving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's still up kicking.
Yes, she is.
Well, let's talk about last week. Let's do a little recap for last week, man. Then last week we had an opportunity to join her daughter's wedding last Sunday night.
We sure did.
Oh, man, it was off the chain.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful. Beautiful wedding party, awesome ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had an awesome time at her daughter's wedding, Tamaya and Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got married and they jumped the broom.
They sure did.
And she looked fantabulous.
Oh, just loved the look.
Yeah, she looked fantabulous out there last Sunday night. So we want to say congratulations to those guys. A beautiful, beautiful wedding. I think you can go to the network. I don't know if the picture's up yet, but you can go to the network and check that out. If you want to go to the network, go to WeTalkRadio.com, or you can go to WeTalkRadio Network and just, you know, if their pictures ain't up, they out there on social media somewhere.
They sure are. Yes,
know.
They are.
Because me and you stepped over there. Somebody said, "Man, y'all clean this Clorox." They say a bottle of bleach ain't got nothing on y'all tonight.
Right.
But it was a beautiful wedding. It was just awesome.
It was awesome.
Yes.
Nice family.
Yes.
Everybody was just, it was just a day of celebration, and everybody came out with their best game face on and celebrated, you know, the two getting married.
Right.
You know, she was so happy, man. It's just so beautiful.
Yes. And so we did that. Then we rushed back to the studio because we had an interview.
We did.
Yeah, we got a new segment starting here tonight on the E-Man After Show. It's called Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell.
Yes.
We had an opportunity to interview Fred Bell on last Sunday night. An awesome interview.
It really was an awesome interview.
Yeah, great interview. You know, this brother has a powerful and great testimony that, you know, out of listening to his whole ordeal and his testimony, he's a survivor.
Yes, he is.
Every obstacle that hit him, he came through.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was laughing at stuff he was going through. He was laughing at the doctors. You know, they were telling him stuff. He just started laughing. Because, you know, I was talking to him, and those of you who follow the E-Man After Show know I do the Potter's House, and my pastor had did this sermon called A Bump. What was it?
Bump in the Road to Success.
To Better.
To Better,
yes. Yes, and he was talking about in life everybody has a bump.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mr. Fred Bell starts sharing with us about his bumps.
Yes, he did.
But he laughed at every one of them.
He sure did.
And we thought that was a great interview. And so if you guys want to check that interview out, you can always go back on the network and check out the interviews, all the interviews. We put a link out there. Those links stays up for the duration.
Uh-huh.
You can just click that link and you can continue to listen to. If you don't really listen to the show live, mm-hmm. you can always click that link and listen to the whole show.
Right, and you most definitely want to go back and listen to last week's show. It was so encouraging. If you want to hear an authentic and powerful testimony, that is the show you want to listen to.
Yeah, and that was by Deacon Fred Bell. And his segment starts tonight. It's called Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's putting an inspiring, encouraging word out. Because we're living in, you know, some strange times now.
We really are.
So everyone need encouragement. But tonight. Yeah, we have some awesome guests tonight. We're talking to the Kings tonight.
Yes, we are.
They have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ask the Kings Relationship Podcast.
Yes.
With Mr. Vincent King and Miss Shirley Walker King.
Yes.
We're talking to them tonight.
We are talking to them.
We're talking all things relationships, love, and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marriage thing.
Yes, it is.
That's what we're talking about tonight. Yes, we're talking to, listen, get your boo thing around the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Get your girlfriend if you're in love, you're in a relationship. Listen, we want you to call us up here at 563-999-3456. We're going to ask the Kings tonight. Not the Kings.
Kings. Yes, K-I-N-G-S. And also, if you are single and you're someone that's desiring to be married, this is the show for you because
yes.
you will have the opportunity to ask a couple that has been married over 30 years now the questions that you may need to be answered or
yes.
they need to be answered, right?
Yeah, listen, they are qualified.
They are.
They are definitely qualified to answer your questions.
And this is why they do what they do.
Yeah, they do what they do and they do it well. It's the Kings tonight.
Uh-huh.
It is asked. Master Keys Relationship Podcast. They have a podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about all this great stuff the Keys got.
Right.
Listen, not the Kings.
Not the Kings.
You know, because when people last name King, mm-hmm. you know, they want to associate with the Kings.
K-I-N-G-S people.
Yes. And so Miss SWK, Mr. Vincent King, we're going to be talking to them because they've been married over 30 years in county.
That's right.
Listen, I got some questions I want to ask them tonight, man.
We just want to get into it.
Yes. Well, we're so appreciative to all of you guys that's on the network, that's on the phone line. You're listening to your number one station right here on We Talk Radio, network. I'm uh-huh. E-Man.
And I'm Mandy.
Mandy, you cannot be touching. Listen, I'm in your studio. Just because you got all this high tech stuff over here,
uh-huh.
if you hit the wrong button, you'll shut the whole show down.
Well, I must admit, I had a little caffeine, and it's going down over here.
Well, we're so appreciative to all of you guys that's hanging out with us tonight. Listen, we got to take a quick break, but when we come out of this break, we're going to have our guest tonight. Listen, tell a friend. Listen, you got some questions. You know y'all. You know y'all that's having problems. You know y'all that need some answers.
Right.
You know y'all that want some questions answered.
Mm.
We're talking to the Kings tonight.
We are.
They're going to help us out in our relationships.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, because they doing the doggone thing. Listen, this couple here got so much going on, I thought I would be it.
Look, they are blazing a trail together.
Yes, and so we're appreciative of them taking the time out of their busy schedule tonight to hang out with the E-Man After Show.
Right.
And so you guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man Show right after this.
Keep a pin in it. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Come on, rock it. It's Q-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network, y'all. Barbara with the man. Hello to the high-rise downtown Dallas. Yeah, shout out to Peter Hill. Shout out to Jacksonville in the building. Shout out to Garland in the building. Yeah, we got Penny in the building. Yeah, we want to thank all you guys for joining the Q-Man After Show. Come on here, D.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're back in the building. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Yeah, man, we just over there jamming, huh? Oh, yeah, it's Sunday Night Live. We want to thank all you guys for joining the show. We see the phone lines are lit up. Richard, if you want to talk to us tonight, behind the option 1, we'll bring you into the conversation on tonight. Here's the E-Man After Show. You know why? Cause I'm the man. We see you on the network. We so appreciative that you will hang out a little bit with us on tonight. Shout out to all of you. Man, my phone is just going off. Let me turn it down. You want to know who I am? Hey. Yes, I am the man.
E-man.
I am the man. Well, we're appreciative that you guys are joining us on tonight. We're so excited and delighted that you would take time out on your Sunday night because, you know, it's a lot of people just chilling. They out. You know, we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. They out riding around because the weather is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You got those that's working tonight. You got those at home on the network, and they just having a good time. And so we having a good time because We in here just throwing down in the studio.
That's
right. I'm broadcasting in the Mandy studio on tonight because we just come off the Mandy, the Mentor Show. It's a long way to drive to get to my studio.
Right.
And so we hanging out over here with you. So appreciative if you would open up your studios to the E-Man After Show. And we so appreciative to all of you guys on the phone line. Listen, if you want to talk to our guest tonight, because we're talking to the Kings tonight.
We are.
Yeah, we're talking relationship. All things relationship, love and marriage, relationship tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marriage thing.
It is a marriage thing.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to this dynamic couple. Why? Because they are off the chain. We're so appreciative of them coming in. So hopefully you got your boo thing around the radio. You got them on the phone line. If you have any questions, hit option 1. That's number 1 on your phone. And that tags us and that'll let us know you want to come into the conversation. Because I'm quite sure y'all got some questions for. Because they've been married over 30 years.
They have been.
And they qualify.
They are. This is why they do what they do, because they have already walked out their story.
Yes.
It hasn't ended yet, but they're, you know.
Yeah, they're 30 years and count.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they're doing it well.
They really are.
Yes, and so we appreciate to them. We appreciate to all of you guys on the network, on the phone lines. Thank you for hanging out with Mandy and E-Man tonight on the E-Man After Show. Mandy, you ready to bring our guests in? Let's see if we can bring the Kings in, and let's talk all things relationship tonight. Let's see if we can bring them in. Hello, Mr. King and Miss SWK, Miss Shirley Walker King. How you guys doing tonight?
We are doing wonderful. Thank
we
you
good,
for asking.
We good. We good. Good evening.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Great. Hello.
Well, we're doing absolutely fantabulous. We're doing just awesome on tonight. We want to thank you guys and appreciate you guys for come hanging out with us on a Sunday night. You know, around about this time, everybody going to bed.
It's the party just getting started.
You know?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming on tonight, and we want to thank you guys, you know, for taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you're busy. But, you know, y'all doing a lot. And so I'm so excited, delighted to have you guys over here on the E-Man After Show, because tonight we're talking relationships, all things relationship, love and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Love and marriage. And so, no, you guys been married over 30 years. Hello, Ms. SWK. How you doing?
Still married and loving it.
And so awesome.
So awesome. Well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you and your husband, because the phone lines are lit up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, guys, we're going to talk to them for a few minutes. We're going to bring you guys into the conversation, because you should have some conversation. And I think they have some answers.
Right.
You know. So, Miss King, and this, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Vincent King and Miss Shirley Walker King. And so to all of you on the network, all of you on the phone lines that may have never heard of this podcast, they got a new podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ask the King's Relationship Podcast. And so to all of you that really never heard of the podcast and you want to be a part of it, we're going to let them tell us a little bit about themselves, who they are and what they do. And we're going to start with you, Mr. King, and Ms. SWK. You can come right in behind me. It's all yours, sir.
I'm Vincent King, and my beautiful wife here, Shirley. We married for 30 years. January the 1st, that made 30 years for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're still kicking, and we always get a lot of having a military background, we always get a lot of questions about how we're doing it at such a young age. We got married at about 22 years old, and how we continue to thrive. So we've always got those questions, and just decided to share it, you know. And I'm constantly answering questions at work as well as Shirley. So we said it's about time to kind of branch out and see if we can help some folks.
Yes. So awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Ms. SWK, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, ma'am?
Well, I think the name speaks for itself, but for those who don't know, now you know. As Vincent said, we have been married again for over 30 years. We actually started after Kings, I would say probably in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
To be perfectly honest, we started and we were on KKVI radio, and we did a segment called Ask the King.
Right.
And we did the segment during our daughter's sports show and her radio show, and therefore the station. And so we'd used that on and off here and there. We've had the Twitter name Ask the King since 2008. But when we started rebooting it and redoing things when COVID hit, we actually would do our Facebook Live. But we were doing it under the name The King and I. It's just something really catchy that we came up with. And so we sat down to rethink how we needed to rebrand everything and restructure everything. And we decided, just as we did with our 30th anniversary, we took it back to San Diego where it started. So with the podcast, we decided to take it back to where it started and go back to Ask the King. Because that's exactly how this all started, with, you know, us getting questions and doing workshops and seminars on love, relationship, and marriage. And it stuck. It's stayed with us over time. And that's how we decided to rebrand it and bring it back as a podcast. And on the Facebook page, you'll see that it's Ask the Kings there. And the podcast we do via YouTube, so that it's a visual and an audio podcast, so that you can hear us and see us.
Right, right. Well, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. Yes, y'all been married. I heard you say you've been married. Well, you've been married over 30 years, and your husband just said that a few days y'all was celebrating y'all anniversary. Man,
that's so awesome.
That's so awesome of 30 years worth of marriage and counting. And so let's just jump right in when you talk about, because, you know, I love y'all theme. It's a marriage. It's a marriage theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about marriage. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, just for me, you know, being married 30 years, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, some of the do's and don'ts, you know, in your marriage. You know, what are some of the thread that would keep you together for 30 years? Because, you know, I know it had to be some ups and downs and some, you know, turning flips. And would you say communication is the key? Talk to us a little bit about that. What kept that thread together?
Yeah, we'll definitely say communication is the key. That's one of the main factors we have in one of our workshops that we call Marital Rules of Engagement, and we actually list what we feel the marital rules of engagement are. We have seven of them, and commitment actually is the first one, and communication is the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so awesome.
It is awesome, so awesome. Communication is the first one. So, Ms. King and Mr. King, we know that you guys are relationship coaches, and we know that you teach through your life. You open up your life. You open up your experiences to other people, and you've had 30 long years of experience. Well, more than 30 because you're married for 30 and you dated for 32. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say to those people that has gotten to the point and they've gotten discouraged because they feel like relationship goals are overrated due to so many people in leadership separating and divorcing?
Their relationship goals may be overrated because they're looking at the wrong examples.
Yeah.
First of all, your relationship is based off of the two of you, not based off of what you see on TV. And
right.
we tell people all the time, don't even compare your relationship to ours, because our relationship is different in itself. Because
right.
we were married while Vincent was serving in the United States military.
Mm-hmm. So we always say we've been married 15 years in the military and then 15 as civilian. So you definitely have to keep folks out of your business, no
mm-hmm.
doubt about that. And even our own parents, you know, they don't pry. We never let them pry. If there's something we want to let them know, we will tell them. But you have to keep folks out of your business and out of your relationship.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So awesome. But I kind of want to go back just a little bit. You say, where did you guys meet at? You know, where did you find your wife at? Because, you know, scriptures teaches us when you find a wife, you find it a good thing.
Mm.
You know, you say y'all in here for 30 years. You know, where did you find your good thing at?
I found a good thing in Tijuana, Mexico.
All right.
Yes.
Well, you know, I was stationed in San Diego, California, and she was living there. And
mm-hmm.
we actually met. We used to go down for the weekends sometime in Tijuana, Mexico. You know, youngsters kind of partying, and actually met her there. And actually was one of my good friends that actually kind of got to Shirley first. We saw her and her best friend sitting down, and before
okay.
I can get to her, he kind of did a beeline and he kind of grabbed her and they started dancing. And that
okay.
kind of kicked off the course of that whole weekend. That was a Friday night. And
uh-huh.
We kind of had a whole weekend planned that Friday. The next day we went to the beach. I kind of nudged him like, hey, you better say something. So nobody was actually talking to anyone. That night we all met at the club. Then Sunday night they met us out again. And when
mm-hmm.
he didn't say anything Sunday, I just kind of went in for the kill. It's kind of been me and her. Ever since then, I think we married a couple years after that.
Okay. So, Mr. King, how did you know that Miss Shirley Walker King was the one? When did you realize she was the one?
I knew it, and I think we spoke about this on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I always think that you kind of know. I think for both sides, when you meet someone, I think you just have that feeling, you know, and I knew that I was not leaving California without her.
Hey,
so I just kind of had that, definitely had that vibe and just throughout our dating process, just different things she would do that no one else did. We would go out to movies or whatever. She would offer to pay. I'm like, oh, wow. And that's fine.
Oh, that's a different twist. She offered
to pay.
Hello.
Yeah, you know, guys, we always conditioned to pay, and that's what
right,
we do.
Right.
But for her to, that was a first for me, actually. So for her to do that, that definitely raised some antennas, like, okay.
Right.
And that just kind of goes to, I know a lot of, there's always these hashtag topics and talks about, you know, should a man pay for a date? Well, did the man ask you out for that date? If you ask him out for the date, then you should pay for it.
Okay.
Now, this wasn't our first date that I paid for. Of course, the first date he did make the initiation and inquired about us going out, and he took care of everything. He paid for the meal and all that good stuff, and that's fine. But after we, you know, continued to have a conversation, and I was like, okay, so this could go somewhere. At least he's interested. And so I think because, again, he wasn't raised there. I was raised and grew up in San Diego, California, so I was more familiar with things to do and things like that. So I told him I wanted to take him to a couple of places, and he said, you know, he'd be available. So I initiated that. So I just felt like I initiated it. I've already he's already shown me that he's interested. Mandy, you'll understand this one. I left a breadcrumb.
Come on down.
I left a homemade cornbread crumb.
I feel
so that he would know. And so once I knew that he was picking up those crumbs, then I had to seal the deal.
Watch out now.
Right.
Oh, you're giving some tips already. Y'all,
all right.
Oh, y'all in a relationship. Kick this out. Leave a few breadcrumbs.
Right.
And if, you know, they want gluten-free and all that good stuff, fine. Go find some homemade cornbread.
That's so awesome. Because, you know, me being 60 years old, you know, we, you know, what you call in leaving breadcrumbs, you know, it sounds like y'all in y'all relationship went from dating to courting. But you, with this new millennium, they call it being snatched now. So would you say you snatch now? that's so awesome. But you know, to those of you on the network, those of you on the phone lines, we're talking to the Kings tonight. They have a new podcast that they are featuring. It's called Ask the Kings Relationship Podcast. You know, and it's all things relationship, love, and marriage. It's a marriage thing. We want you guys to check out their podcast. They have done a couple of episodes, and it's an awesome podcast. They are definitely qualified to answer your questions because they've been married over 30 years.
Over 30 years.
And so we have them tonight, and we so appreciate you guys are hanging out with us. The phone lines are lit up. Listen, guys, if you do want to come into the conversation, you have to hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation if you have any question for our guests on tonight. But we got a new segment starting tonight. It's called Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell. Yeah, you know, I'm quite sure this couple had to encourage themselves, encourage each other. When you guys say that, you know, y'all had to, you know, encourage yourself somewhere down the line. And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be featuring that particular segment starting here on the E-Man After Show. And every Sunday night, you'll be able to get some encouragement. Why? Because with all the calamities that's going on in the land today, you know, with just police brutality, with the wars, with, because, you know, I was in a meeting in the school district, and they're talking about people can't sleep at night. And what's the word, man, that they call it?
Insomnia.
And people can't figure out why they can't sleep. But with all the calamity that's going on, we thought we would bring this guy to the E-Man After Show. He got a segment. It's called Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. And so all of you guys that's on the phone lines, all of you guys that's chimed in on the network, we want you to get a little bit of this tonight. Why? Because it'll relax your mind. It'll stimulate your mind. And then when we come out of this segment, we're coming right back to the Kings tonight. And we're going to ask them some more questions, and we're going to take some of your phone calls because I'm quite sure you have questions. I'm quite sure they're ready for every question.
So make sure you press option one, and we'll bring you into the conversation.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate all you guys as we get ready to do our new segment right here at the Man to the Mentor. I'm going to say the Man to the Mentor Show.
E-Man After Show.
I just come off the Man to the Mentor Show. It's the E-Man After Show. Miss King and Mr. King, y'all hold right there. We got a segment to do. We come back, we coming right back to you guys. Hey, guys, you keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. We'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul. With Fred Bell.
Did you know all it takes is one simple touch? Has there ever been a time in your life where you just needed that one touch to make everything all right? It could have been the touch from your grandmother. Could have been the touch from your grandfather. Maybe your husband or your wife. Maybe even your kids. But that one simple touch would make everything go away. All your pains, all your aches, all your heartaches. Luke chapter 8. Verses 43 and 48 talks about the woman who had the issue of blood. She pressed through the crowd, all to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. And once she touched his hem, she had been made whole. She was healed from the issue that she had. We too, as people, need to press through whatever we're going through. Press through the depression, press through the heartache, press through the pain that you're having, and just reach out and touch Jesus' garment. She physically touched him, but we're touched by his word. We're encouraged by his word, and we're encouraged and touched by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what guides us. It touches us from the inside. And once we do that, we can be made whole also. All it takes is one simple touch. You have heard another encouraging word by Deacon Fred Bell.
Drive a preacher wild. I'm in the hall contemplating, not in my own damn house. As I get closer to the stairways, all I hear, and then I hear my baby's voice in my ear. In my home.
Baby, wait, let me explain before you start to point your case.
Girl, I'm about to have a fit.
Oh, it's about to be some. How did I get into this? Should have never came home with this.
You low down dirty woman, back to where you come from.
But baby, wait.
But wait, now hit the street, your ass is grand.
Now, Mr. Biggs, before you're done.
Wait, how you know my name, son?
Honey, wait, I was gonna tell you.
Move, this cat looks real familiar. Now don't I know you from somewhere a long time ago?
No, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, I feel I know you, brother, very well.
No, no, you're mistaking me for somebody else.
Right, yeah.
Can't you see two men are talking?
Brother,
I told you to get to walking. Now I think y'all better leave this place, 'cause I'm about to catch a case. You're contagious, touch me, baby, give me what you want. That's what she said. Sexy lady.
I'm Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
I'm Chuck, the owner of Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. We're coming live, and you can listen to us on the E-Man Radio Show. After Hours Radio Show on WomenTalkRadio.com. Be live with man himself.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We are back. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that's hanging out on the network, on the phone lines. Man, we are talking relationships tonight.
Yes.
Mandy, you back with me?
I am back.
Yes, we're so appreciative to all of you guys on the phone lines. We are talking to the kings tonight. We're talking all things relationship and love and marriage. Yes. Mr. King and Miss King, you guys still with us? Welcome back.
Yeah. We here, thank you. We holding on.
Yeah, they holding on, and so we appreciate all you guys on the network, on the phone lines tonight. Why? Because we're talking relationships, Mandy.
Yes, we are. We are talking relationships, and I want to talk about Ask the King podcast.
Yes.
Now, we know it's a reboot of your previous Facebook Live, King and I, and you guys answer live questions. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
All right. So my question for you, Mr. and Mrs. King, by answering live questions when it's pertaining to marriage, how receptive are people when it comes to answering those questions on live where other people can see and, you know, where it's authentic and someone may be asking a question, you may be answering it authentically. How receptive are your viewers and your listeners, or those that respond, basically?
I think very much so. They're very receptive. I mean, we've had someone that really had something that they didn't want out and wanted to contact us, you know, separately. But for the most part, I think they're really receptive because we let them know, you know, hey, this is 30 years. It hadn't been just, you know, the glitz and glams. We're not trying to portray that. So there was hard work. So we let them know we're going to give it to you, you know, raw, straight up. So we'll tell you. If you ask a question, I'm gonna give you the answer. You might not like it, but we haven't had anyone that took it the wrong way, so to speak. But like I said, someone didn't want to talk offline, and that's fine.
Yeah,
for the most part, we also let everybody know that we keep it real. Mm-hmm. We definitely keep it realistic, and we will always be respectful.
Yeah.
Right.
And so with that being said, let me ask you a question. You know, with that being said, since we keeping it real, Mr. King, I'm going to direct this question to you, sir, you know, because this is a men's show. And doing a men's show, you know, we oftentimes hear women, you know, we come around the domino table on the E-Man After Show and we propose a Big Six question. And when we're keeping it real and we're having dialogue and conversation, you know, I have always heard women say they don't understand our language as a man. You know, and we sending mixed signals. And with that being said, you know, I would ask you this question. Have that, because, you know, y'all saying y'all keeping it 100, and we know y'all been married for 30 years and counting. It ain't always been hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. It ain't always been peaches and creams. Have there been any moments, have there been any moments that, you know, you decided to take the trash out and keep driving? Or what made you turn around and come on back in the house? Let's talk real men talk tonight too.
Well, you know what? Yeah, because I'll just say, hey, I need to go for a walk I won't say I didn't want to come back to the house. it might have been an extended walk or extended drive, but not to the point, you know, not to that point where I just didn't want to come back. So, you know, we always kind of get those. You know, you might pull up to the house and you might stay in the car a little bit and then get your mind together. But, you know, I think if you get to that point where you don't want to go back home, then, you know, you might want to start getting a third party involved.
That's when they need to call you guys, you know. They really need to call the Kings y'all can help them out. I just thought that, you know, because, you know, a lot of times as we men around the domino talking and we're talking about our relationship, it's amazing what they say, you know, at the table. But we got a podcast now that you can get some of that out.
Yeah.
You know, you can join the Kings podcast and they can help you navigate through some of those difficult times, because you heard Mr. King say it may be a standing walk, like all around the lake. You know,
at the domino table in the barbershop, you know,
Miss King, I would ask you this here. You know, have there been times maybe where you know you ain't got but one nerve a month, you know, and that person getting on that one, they done already used that nerve up, you know. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things, some of the tips that we can do when our significant other, our loved one, is really working that one nerve that we have.
Yeah, I'm going to actually piggyback off of your previous question to Vincent and combine the two.
Because
if it gets to the point where somebody is not wanting to go home or come home, that means that they left something unattended, unaddressed, or they felt unheard.
Yes. Which communication is the key on that.
Right.
Goes back to communication. That means they let something go unattended, and it's like a virus that's going to spread. So you do have to make sure that you address things even when they're not comfortable, when it's something that, you know, your partner may not want to hear, but they need to hear.
Right. For sure that, you know, and I would say this here too, how important it is, because, you know, I believe it's in scripture where it talks about don't let the sun go down and you're angry, you know, Let's talk a little bit about those angry moments when we all angry. How important it is to work it out and not really sleep on that anger, you know, to that'll drive us. Because, you know, we men, we don't really open up a lot of times, you know, and we'll hold some stuff in, you know. And how important it is to work out those particular situations before the sunrise? Any one of you guys can answer that question.
Well, I mean, realistically, we say that, just never go to bed angry. And, mm-hmm. and for us, you know, we never leave the house without saying, you know, goodbye, give each other a kiss, say I love you. But to say, hey, you're just not going to go to bed angry, yeah, you mm-hmm. can try to squash it and work it out. But being realistic, it's going to be hard just whatever the issue is to just wipe it out. You're going to still have that. You can say what you want to say, but, you know, so we do try our best not to go to bed that way. You know, we always sleep in the same bed. It's, you know, it's not go sleep on the couch. We're going to try
okay.
to do the best we can, but we,
right.
you know, you're human. You're going to still have those feelings.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And right. you want to make sure that you learn how to fight fair.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
means that you have to learn how to acknowledge a problem, even when you're not ready to address the problem. As long as you acknowledge it and set a time up when to say, like, look, tonight is not, we're not going to get this resolved tonight. Let's just agree to set up a time tomorrow after we both get in from work, you know, have a glass of wine or a beer. We can sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen on the network, you're getting some tips tonight. This is Ask the Kings Relationship Podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you have any question for the Kings tonight, you can hit option one. That's Uno on your phone. That's the number one. You hit that, it flags us and it let us know you want to come into the conversation. Why? Because this couple right here, you know, they've been married for 30 years and counting, and they're giving us a few tips in our relationships. Mandy?
Right, right. They are so great. So as relationship coaches, are there any circumstances, or under what circumstances would you advise someone to leave their spouse?
Good question.
When someone is fed up and tired enough that they're ready to leave, they need to make that decision for themselves. I always tell people, one, your safety is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you safe mentally and physically? If you're safe mentally and physically, I think all else can be worked out. Again, that's me, but everybody else feels differently.
Right.
My non-negotiables are different than someone else's. But as a relationship coach, I would not advise anyone to leave their relationship until they have really felt like they have tried everything that they can do to resolve the situation. Again, keeping safety in mind first. Then there are therapists and counselors who can help you in your relationship, whether you stay or whether you go.
Yeah.
But either way, you're going to need to talk to a third party.
Right.
Right.
Yes, yes. So awesome. Ms. King, I heard you talk about below the belt. You know, talk to me a little bit about what is some of those below the belt moments, or when a person, you know, is not playing safe. You know, they're really not playing safe, and they kind of know what they're doing, and they are doing it anyway. How do you handle those kind of situations?
Again, it really does take communication and letting the other person know how it makes you feel when they do blank.
Mm-hmm.
So when you tell me, for an example, mm-hmm. when you tell me to or I should say, like, when you ask me to go and work out with you, or when you tell me that you bought me a gym membership, I feel like you're calling me fat or overweight.
Okay.
So that's how you communicate that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I've heard of, you know, spouses buying their significant other gym membership and saying things below the belt, like, you know, that skirt makes you look fat, or those pants make you look fat, or it's time for you to go up to, you know, a 33 extra large, because, you know, your stomach and your chest is the same size. those are statements that would be below the belt. There's ways to address your significant other when you don't feel like they're in the best health that they can be.
Hmm. Good.
Okay. And I like the fact, Miss and Mr. King, that you guys open up your life to teach others, and you guys have had an extensive marriage of 30 years. Could you give us an example, a real-life example, of how you guys have maybe went below the belt and recovered from it?
The gym membership.
I feel that coming. Go right ahead. The gym membership.
You know what?
Let's talk about that.
When she was just saying that, I was over here looking at the film like, oh, that's B.
Okay. Fair enough.
But, you know, like she said, there's ways to communicate that, and just for whatever I was thinking, you know, I just thought, oh, let me just get her this membership, maybe she'll start going. But, you know, you need to have that conversation. Kind of being a little slick, you know what I mean? So, of course, she's going to take it the way she took it. So, yeah, you have to communicate that a better way.
Right. Yeah. And see, that's some of the stuff we men talk about, because we don't understand the language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm hearing. Sometimes we send in mixed signals and not understanding the language of your mate.
Right.
You know, you'll say certain things because you know how we men are. We just territory. We'll see it, not even thinking that it may be saying something to you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel a certain way. And so, so how did you recover from that, Mr. King?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know,
you didn't extend the membership. That's what you didn't do, huh? Go right ahead, sir.
You know, she told me how she felt about it, but, you know, we go to the gym now together.
Right.
You know, I was actually just telling her because I don't like to do cardio. So I'm like, hey, you know, I need somebody to push me because I won't go in there and do no cardio. So, it's just she told me how she felt about it, and I didn't, you know, lunge out or take it a certain way. It was like, okay, well, I get it. You know what I mean? So I didn't take offense to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So awesome. Mandy?
So women, you know, we know that women can be emotional, a little bit more emotional than a lot of men.
Lord,
right?
Have mercy.
Get your life, amen. So with that being said, have there been a time in your relationship, Mr. and Mrs. King, where Mrs. King, have you felt a certain way and you just felt like Vincent should have known that you were feeling that way? So maybe you weren't communicating, but he said something that may have offended you, and you just felt like he should have known. He should have known to apologize, or he should have known better.
Y'all said this show last how long?
Y'all digging deep now. Y'all digging deep.
We're just trying to get some pips over here.
Real life stuff.
We got to get some real life stuff over here. And what better two people to talk to is the King.
That's right.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
In any relationship, I tell people, just stay married long enough, you will go through a different phase.
Mm-hmm. Help us out.
We're in the phase now where my life is doing a menopause. So that's a whole different communication and emotion. And it's something that Vincent is not used to seeing because it's different than what I normally am. So as I knew that stage of my life was coming, I actually went to the doctor and got some pamphlets and everything and said, here, bro. You need to read up on this just as much as I do. Yes, ma'am. Because this is something that's not just going to affect me. It is going to affect you mentally, spiritually, and could be physically at times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something we had to communicate. So he's having to learn a different Shirley now because there are emotions that Shirley typically don't show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seeing a different side of it. So we're actually in that phase now, Mandy, as for asking that question. And we talked to people about that. The thing that you loved about your spouse 5, 10, 7, 15 years ago is going to annoy the heck out of you at 22 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking Ask the Kings Ask the Kings tonight. We see the phone lines are lit up, and you guys, you know, you can hit option one. We're going to bring a caller in and see if they have any questions they want to ask you guys. Last four numbers, 7004. You're on the E-Man After Show with the Kings and Mandy and E-Man. Hello, who is this?
Mr. Wade.
Hello, good Mr. Wade. How are you, sir?
Fine. Miss Mandy, good evening to you too and the
Hi,
Kings.
Mr. Wade.
Yes. You
How
have any
you,
question
sir?
For our guest tonight, sir?
Well, one thing, I've been a divorcee for over 30 years. And
long they've been married.
Yeah, exactly. And there are, I'll probably say two ladies that show great interest. And my thing is me. And I know that it's me. Because I want to do the right thing, you know, and I realize that if you're looking for a significant other, they have a life of their own, and which gives me or lets me know that I have to be aware of their lives more so than my lives, and to communicate, you know, between the two of us. So how do I do that and make sure that I'm okay and that they're going to be okay to receive that? You know, and I think I'm pretty open, you know, to let them know what I'm looking for and what is it that they're looking for. So what can I do?
Well, it depends on which one you're trying to do it for, because you said that there are two.
You said two, correct?
it's not
Come
like
on
that.
Now.
But yes. Yeah, exactly. And one has one area in life where she's at. And the other one has an area, and like what she said, she came out straight and told me she looking for a husband. And that's the one that I'm really leaning toward. But again, you know, and I realize it's going to be a time thing. But I want to make sure that she's comfortable, and, you know, all avenues, all T's are crossed and all dots are dotted. You know what I'm saying? I know it's kind of a difficult question as to what can I do.
Well, it sounds like you're taking all things into consideration. You're weighing your options. Okay, this person this and this person that. But what I would say is, and your situation is a little different. I always say when people are talking to three and four different people, all that other stuff is going to fall off. That one person that is meant for you, that's who you're going to
yes,
be
sir.
With. The other three are going to fall off. So I'm thinking, you know, the person that's, you know, you're looking out for their best interest and then looking out for yourself, yeah, that's going to be your call, your judgment call. But that, whoever it is, that other one's going to fall off. It's something that you're going to have to weigh that out yourself.
Yes, sir.
And my question to you is, being single for 30 years means that you're pretty much set in who you are and how you want things done. So my first question for you is, are you ready to recommit to a marriage?
Yeah. I believe the answer to that question, really, I believe that I am. But in order for me to make sure that I'm not going to damage that person, and I don't want to be damaged either, and this is why I'm on the slow move. I don't want to just take off like a jet and just jump right in there like that. I wouldn't do that to anyone, you know, because like you just said, I know where I am. And mine is to find out where they are. And the one individual, she related to me quite strongly. I've even told my children, I'm looking for me a husband. And that's what I'm, you know, so I'm like, that kind of caught my ear. I was listening to what you guys were saying as to how you started out. You know, there was certain little breadcrumbs that she dropped down that, you know, you picked them up. And she noticed that you picked them up. You know, so yeah, I like that. I like that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because we're, if you know, as the kids would say, considered old school. I'm not one for women chasing a man, because I truly believe that a man is supposed to seek what he wants, and then the woman makes a decision as to whether she wants to be wanted.
I agree.
Right.
Again, the young lady who said that she knows what her outcome and her goal is to find a husband, the quickest answer to you is, if you know you're not ready to be a husband, then we need to let her be free and find her husband.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay.
Well,
thank you, guys.
Caller, we want to thank you for that call. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Boonville, Mississippi. Corinth,
right.
Mississippi. 60 miles south of Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay. Oh, well, wow. Well, we want to thank you for that call. We want to thank you for your question. Keep listening, and we want you to follow the Kings, and we're going to give out all the information where you can follow the Kings, and just follow them, and I think they'll steer you in the right road.
Yes, sir. I believe so. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call tonight. Bye now. We want to thank that caller. I have another caller. Let's see if this caller, last four numbers, 4875. You're on the E-Man After Show. You're on with the Kings and Amanda and E-Man. Hello, who is this?
Hello, man. E-Man, this is your good friend here, Deacon Smith.
Hey, Deacon Smith, how are you tonight, sir? Man, I don't know nobody's number. My goodness.
Enjoying your show?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'm enjoying your show and listening to the married couple has been on for 30 years. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. I'm not quite pushing that exactly, but I'm still kind of new at this. They're going into 10. And I'm going into 10 within the age of probably 50, about to be 51 when I got into this. And I thought me being at the age I was, my wife at the age she was, this was going to be real peaches and cream. And it didn't turn out to be just that. We had to more or less keep seeking each other and learning each other and learning our differences and difficulties up and down, even though we dated for about a year before we actually decided to get married. You know, we were seeing each other. We just felt like it was just that time due to the fact that we wanted to be together, wanted to be intimate together, but both of us were Christians. And so we felt that for us to do that, we had to be married. And so with that being said, it was just I just thought it was going to be a little more peaches and cream at my age, and I found out it wasn't just that. Any advice towards any of that you know, you go through, you still go through those. That's just what happens. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, basically, because we change. Each decade, we all change. I'm not the same woman that I was in my 40s. I'm not the same woman that I was in my 30s, nor is Vincent. And like I said, you know, we have the benefit of growing with each other. So we knew each other's background and foundation. Here, you met your partner later in life, so you guys were already set with some of your habits and your practice and protocol, and you had to try and combine that. So that is going to take a little more attention.
Yeah, and even for me and what Shirley was saying a little earlier, the things you love about your spouse are some of the things that are going to kind of pick you off about them. Like, I love being out, but here lately it seems like I love to be in the house. She's like, hey, what's going on? So I have to kind of be cognizant of that.
Right.
And kind of, you know, watch that because, you know, I for whatever reason, I just like to be in the house now, watching TV, but I don't want to be that person. You know what I mean? I want us to do what we did before.
Yeah.
Well, I can commend you with that, wanting to be in the house, because that was something that I was already kind of like that before we got married. You want to, you know, kind of stay in the house. But what got me out was the dating scene of it. And when I finally met who I wanted to be, I wanted to spend more time at home. You know, although we still went out here and there and did our little dating, just go out to the bowling alley and that kind of stuff. But now we know each other. We really don't do a lot of that. We pick up, you know, every now and then we might pick up and do something. But if we do anything, it's more like on a Sunday after church, go out to eat or maybe do something later. But other than that, you know, being at home. And that's just very understandable being home because you don't want your wife to think something's going on because you're in the streets. That's the last thing you want to do, and that's the last thing I wanted to do, would have my wife to be uncomfortable that I could be seeing someone else out in the streets
because
that's why I'm always there. Yeah.
Yeah, but you also want to make sure your wife is comfortable in knowing that you want to be out and seen in public with her. Sitting at home is not what got her to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. You guys got to do all some right. of the same thing.
You guys, but you
and I know you. I know. Oh, go ahead. I know you're a deacon, brother, but you know I'm sure when you met her, you guys did some things. You might have pulled over on the side of the road and did some things. It's okay to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
sure.
that's your wife. You know what I mean? And not you know you understand what I'm saying. So that's
exactly
that's fine.
Exactly.
It's spontaneous. Right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
And get creative with you know your date night. Because you just said that you most of the time when you guys go out, it's the Sunday after church. Well, surprise her on a Tuesday and maybe just have date night at the house. Set up the table with like a little picnic, pick a movie, have some little popcorn and stuff. That still shows
sure.
appreciation, and it's not becoming so mundane or planned. You know what I mean? Because in that also sets a negative thought in the back of the mind too, like, okay, so he doesn't even appreciate me or she doesn't even appreciate me enough to think about going somewhere other than a Sunday.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you all for your insight, for what you gave me. I can take that in consideration and start maybe changing my ways of what I've been doing. I've kind of been stuck in them, and I'd like to, you know, really change them and keep my marriage going, you know. I'm like E-Man now. I'm at 60 now, so I'm done.
yeah. And again, at 60, you can keep it creative and you can keep it fun with your spouse
yeah.
and ask her, you know, just in passing. Like, babe,
yeah.
what are two or three things that you'd like to do this year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no reason. Sure. You don't have to do them right away, but then surprise her and let her know that you heard her.
Yeah,
and if
well,
if
I know one
said,
thing. We
know,
really
don't
do too much of the party thing. We do not do too much of the party thing due to the fact my wife is a minister. I'm a deacon with minister license, so we're totally committed to our church and service.
Right.
You know,
yes,
so
sir.
We yeah, don't
no
do too much of the out scene, especially late at night. You know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But hey, something about that car. Go down to the garage and get in that car. I don't know what it is.
Hey.
I don't know what it is about that car.
Hey now. Hey.
Okay,
now.
Okay.
That's enough. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. Well, caller, well, Deacon Smith, we want to thank you for your call on tonight. And ladies and gentlemen on the network and on the phone line, see, you can get some answers right here.
Right.
On the King with the Kings.
Right.
On the E-Man After Show. And we want to thank you guys because, you know, I promised them we weren't going to be on here for an hour. And we already over time. But this is why we wanted to talk with them tonight, because
right.
we know they are qualified
mm-hmm.
to answer a lot of you guys' questions. And we want you guys to follow the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new podcast. It's called Ask the Kings Relationship Podcast.
Yes.
And, Mandy, if they want to follow them, where can they follow the Kings at?
So you can follow them on YouTube and Facebook at Ask the Kings. And also they have a new episode dropping every Thursday at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
All right. And you guys can contact them at askthekings@yahoo.com.
Yes. Yes. And so, guys, we know you will be enlightened. You will be inspired. You will be, you know, you'll get a little education because, listen, that little car around the corner
uh-huh.
parked up there, you know, with the lights, it works every time, don't it, Mr. King? So, watch out now. Amanda, you got something?
Yes, I just have a question for Mr. King. Now, Mr. Yes. King, just observing Mrs. King, you know, she's confident, beautiful, bold, courageous, and sassy. How turned on are you still by her sassiness?
Because she's a woman with heels and hairstyles and all of that great stuff.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Very much so. I think that's very sexy. That's a turn on. So, you know, we always flirting with each other. So, you know, in the kitchen and pop on the thigh. And, hey, that's how you keep it going. I think you should never stop doing those things. You know, just let her be her outspoken self. That's her. You know, I knew that when I met her. So, you know, not trying to change that about her.
Right, right. Well, I could tell what was going on around the pandemic. Besides working, you know. Well, yeah.
And this is an awesome conversation.
Yes, it is.
Because you guys are married, and you've been married over 30 years, you know, and at the end of the day, you are qualified to help other couples. You know, there's a lot of couples out there that they're no longer intimate, you know. They're not having those moments anymore. The fun is, it seems like it's gone, you know, and I honestly believe Mr. and Mrs. King, they're the ones that you want to talk to and you want to connect with if you find yourself in those situations or you just have marital questions, concerns. You know, you want to connect with Mr. and Mrs. King. So remember, you can follow them on YouTube at Ask the Kings. You can contact them on Facebook at Ask the Kings. And they're also on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Yes. And so with all that being said, you know, when you're sitting here listening, you know, you can hear that. You can just hear the love that they have toward one another. You know, I don't know if that's a 30-year thing, you know, but it's kind of like, you know, I like listening to people that's upbeat and ain't got no sad story, you know. And Mr. King, he, you know, he old school. He sound like old school, bruh. You know,
I like Mr. King. Mr. King said the car. I like that because a lot of times people are afraid to say those things.
Right, right.
I mean, when I mean, you know, I'm on my way to marriage soon, right? And I just wrote down the car.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, you wrote down the car?
I wrote down the car.
Okay. Oh, dropped out caddy, huh? Okay.
It's okay.
I know that's right.
You need it. In order to keep your marriage and relationship alive, you have to get creative and remember that romance starts outside of the bedroom.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so we're working on that part right there. Outside of the bedroom is good. Right.
Intimacy
well, guys,
is the key to sexuality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right now.
Hey. Well, guys, we those of you on the network, on the phone lines, we wanted to bring this couple on tonight. We wanted them to share a whole lot and a little bit of time about their new podcast. Listen, guys, you know, we're going to have them back. We're going to have them back. But we do want you guys that's in a relationship, that's heading toward marriage. We want you to follow these guys because they have a lot of great tips. They, you know, they've been there and done that. You know, they got a T-shirt. And we so appreciative that you guys will hang out with us a little bit tonight just to share with our audience tonight on your relationship podcast. And it's an awesome podcast. I got to check out an episode of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just off the chain.
Yes.
And so we want to appreciate y'all tonight, y'all, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, as we always share, you know, a long time ago, you used to have to pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? And now you can get it by what? Just, you know, chiming in and checking out their podcast.
Right.
For free.
That's
but now
true.
If you want to take up an offering, if you just want to donate, if you just want to sow into, you know, you can do that too. You know,
you sure can.
You can go to their Cash App, donate, and make a donation at $ Ask the King. Is
mm-hmm.
that right?
You got right. that right.
Listen, I go to a church. They ain't got no problem asking for no money, and I ain't got no problem asking for none either.
Right.
So, you have not because you ask not,
and
but
it's definitely worth it.
For what you guys got in just an hour and 10 minutes tonight, it is definitely worth it.
Yes.
And we appreciate you guys. We are honored to have you. We appreciate all that you're doing and going to do because you're really making it do what it do in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And so to Miss SWK, Miss Shirley Walker King, and to I think it's Vincent D. King. It's Vincent M. with D. King or something like that. What's your middle name, Mr. King? D. King. Yeah.
D. You know, I'm a little
Yeah, that's D. Hey, sir, we appreciate you. Miss Maria King, we appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
See, yeah, you know. See, man, you know, I check out my notes.
Yeah. That comes with friendship and longevity, you know, the middle names. And we appreciate you guys having us tonight.
Yes,
we after.
Yes, well, we thank you guys. We want to appreciate you guys. We're going to be following you. We want all of you couples out there tonight, you know, that's listening to the show tonight. You know, you need to get creative because
mm-hmm.
I heard a lot. You need to get creative. Yeah, you gotta do what, you know, you did to get it started.
Right, and I like what Mrs. King says. Romance starts before sex, you
mm-hmm.
know. You know, just getting to know each other, spending that quality time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the relationship expert, but I'm definitely walking this thing out.
Yeah, you got to walk it out and learn each other. Well, guys, we appreciate you tonight. We want to thank you for your time. We want to honor you for all that you do. And we're getting ready to end the show, but just before we end the show, I'll give you guys both an opportunity to give some shout outs. And so, you know, you might have someone listening. You can take the time to give a shout out. And Ms. King or Mr. King, y'all can just go over all y'all address again where y'all could be found. Go right ahead, sir and ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, well, again, we just want to thank you guys for having us on the show here, the E-Man After Show. It's always been a blessing to have such connections with the two of you, and we appreciate that. And, yes, this is, of course, Shirley and Vincent King with Ask the Kings. If you did not get a chance to get your question in tonight, please feel free to email us at askthekings@yahoo.com and tune in to our upcoming episodes that we'll be having coming up this week. And we're also going to be acknowledging National Black Marriage Day with a live on March 27th. That's Sunday at 7 p.m. on March 27th, and that information will be posted on the website. I'm sorry, on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
March 27th.
E-Man, we thank God for you, E-Man, you know, knowing you for a while since I've been here in Texas, and, man, you've always been that light, man, for my family and sowing into my daughter. So I don't take that lightly, you know.
Yes,
I don't let no guys around my family like that. So I definitely think highly
for
of
you.
Yeah. I think highly of you for the things that you've done. I thank God for you and Memphis Bandit.
Well, I appreciate that, and I didn't pay him to say that. That's authentic. That's straight up. No, we appreciate you, because in this industry that we're in, we meet a lot of people, and a lot of times people are not authentic.
Right.
People are not real, and real, no real.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some real people, and just kudos to you guys, upstanding, classy people.
Yeah.
As I was telling Mandy about Miss Shirley Walker King, I say, listen, that's my boy. I be making sure people don't say nothing wrong. I say, listen, Miss Shirley Walker King, that's my other boss. Why? Because it's just the friendship and all that she brings to the table.
Right.
And she does a lot of more other stuff. We got to get on here and interview her, because they both wrote some great books. They wrote a book together. They wrote a lot. She got a lot of great material out there. They talk about being married over 30 days. And then she wrote a book, 30 Days to a Better You.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
She did.
And 30 days, what I'm hearing them say, it's a 30 Days to a Better You.
Mm-hmm.
All up in this conversation tonight. Why? Because they've been married 30 years. And they have got better and better and gooder and gooder in 30 years.
That's right.
And so we appreciate you guys. We got to have you back. And we got to talk to you, Ms. King, about all the great stuff that you have going on. So tonight, guys, over on the network, appreciate you. We appreciate you for listening tonight. We appreciate you on the phone lines. The phone lines are lit up. I don't see nobody else hitting option one, so I guess don't nobody else have no questions. And so we'll give you guys the last parting words. Once again, I direct this to you, Mr. King, because, as we men, I'm always inspired, encouraged by men such as yourself. I pick up crumbs. But I'm picking up crumbs in a different way with a little wisdom, because me being older don't mean I'm not teachable and I can't learn.
Right.
And so I know it's important that prayer is the key in all of our relationships, no matter what. And so as we get ready to close on tonight, I am going to ask you to pray for relationships, Mr. King. I'm going to ask you to pray for marriages and relationships and just for families just before we end the show. But to all of you guys that have joined us tonight, we want to thank you. We want you to come back next Sunday night. We'll have our new segment again next Sunday night. It's Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell. And come back. We'll be back. We'll have a topic next Sunday night, and we want you guys to join us again. And so to all of you who have joined us tonight, thank you so kindly. And, Amanda, let's get ready to get on up out of here. Let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof. Mr. King, pray us out tonight, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you to say thank you. We just thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank everyone for traveling grace today. They made it to their destinations. Because we know tomorrow is not promised to us. So you make sure that you tell your loved ones that you love them and give them a big kiss. Father God, we just thank you for all things, Father God. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. We thank you for relationships. We want you to bless relationships and marriage, Father God. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen.
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 And good night, everybody. Be blessed. Have a productive, blessed week. And we'll see you next Sunday night right here on the E-Man After Show. Thank you, Mr. King and Ms. King.
Yes, thank you.
As always.
You're listening to The Sound.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.